Ray Foley.
Here we go.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Ireland, good day. Welcome to Friday. Here comes the weekend. And not a moment too soon. Can I get an air horn as well? Hello, Ray. My name is JP.
How are you?
Tell you what, you're some Wally.
Me?
You're some Wally.
Why?
You're some Wally. Is it Wally? What's the... It's Wally over here, but it's Waldo over in America, isn't it? Where the, you know, where's Wally?
Yeah.
Wally had glasses, a stripy jumper. Did he have a scarf as well?
He would wear a hat also, wouldn't he?
We've got all of the Where's Wally books. All of them. There's like 10 of them.
Mm.
All Wally in different situations, like ancient Greece and the zoo.
Why were we always trying to track down Wally?
What was...
What was he up to?
Was he a criminal?
Yeah. Was it Interpol were on the
case? Was it drugs?
Could have been.
Human trafficking?
Yeah.
Grim.
Because he always wanted to be in a big crowd trying to be anonymous. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know, actually. There was never a second question asked.
Yeah.
The first question was always, where is Wally? Mm. No one ever went, hang on, why are we looking for this guy? What did he do? Where's Waldo, they call it over in America, the books. The Where's Waldo books. And I was just listening to the audiobook of Where's Waldo. Do you want to listen?
There's an audiobook of Where's Wally / Waldo.
Just give it a listen.
Okay. A man playing a tuba with another man inside. A man with a broken bass drum. A man dropping his trumpet. A woman in a yellow tank top. A woman in a green collared shirt. Waldo. A man in a white collared shirt.
There he is.
A woman in a red shirt and...
Did you spot him? Very good. It is a great listen, I tell you. It's really enjoyable. Really good stuff. Ireland, good afternoon.
Today FM's.
And I'm putting in my flutes. Yummy juice. Wouldn't like pudding on your flute. You wouldn't like pudding on your flute.
No, you'd never be able to blow it.
She is a flautist, isn't she, Lizzo?
She is.
So maybe she was in the middle of having some sort of a Christmas... It's Christmas dinner.
Okay, picture the scene, yeah.
Picture the scene. Let me set
Lizzo
the scene.
Lizzo was at dinner.
Lizzo, Juice, Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, a very good afternoon. So let me set the scene for you. It's Lizzo's second name. Murphy? So Lizzo and...
It's Donald, isn't it?
What? Oh, Lizzo Donald. He's very good.
He's very good
with the old jokes when you put him on the spot. One second now. Lizzo. I'm sure all the Lizzo fans screaming at me. Lizzo.
Melissa, I think her last name begins with a J.
Jefferson. Well played, madam. Melissa Vivian Jefferson, born April 27th, 1988. So all the Jeffersons. It's Christmas. All the Jeffersons. And Mammy Jefferson says to Lizzo, hop up there, Lizzo, and do us an old tune on the flute. And of course, they've all been sitting around the dinner table. It's dessert time.
Mm.
It's post-dinner. And some of the Jeffersons laying into the mince pies. And other Jeffersons maybe having, I'll just have some jelly and ice cream.
Is somebody having a trifle? I think some.
Granny Jefferson is having a sherry trifle. She has it every year. But of course, there's a couple of Jeffersons. As always, this guy's Christmas tradition in the Jefferson household. Some of them are enjoying a Christmas pudding.
Oh, mad for the puddings.
So Lizzo reaches over the pud for her flute. And just as about she's about to give a toot, the first toot.
She didn't dip the flute, does she?
She dipped the flute in the pudding. Oh, and she's got pudding on her flute. Christmas ruined. Forget the... Call the whole thing off. I've got pudding on my flute. Got the pudding on my flute. Yeah.
Hey, can you tell it's Friday? Can you?
There's a giddiness. New year, new me. New year, new me. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday doing new year, new you. She's doing very well, actually. She started doing Kira King's walk, every walking every day, 100 days of walking. Not Kira King, Kira Kelly, downstairs. I don't know, maybe Ciara King's walking as well, I don't know, but I know Ciara Kelly's the champion of the 100 days of walking?
I'm familiar, yeah.
Are you doing it yourself?
Absolutely not.
No, not a... Do you know what my involvement in 100 days of walking is? This is Ciara Kelly, News Talk Breakfast downstairs here in Marconi. The extent of my involvement in 100 Days of Walking is watching her video every day that she puts on Instagram. Kira, as the leader of this enterprise, puts up a video encouraging everyone. It's like, we did it. We're at day 29. Oh, it's not 29. What is it? 27. Can you believe it? We're into the first day of the second quarter of this whole thing. It's incredible, isn't it? I watch the whole video every single day without walking one step as part of the whole exercise. And she could do like 3 minutes of a video like, this is great and we're all in this together. And I'll sit there on my phone on the couch, glass of wine in hand, and watch the whole bloody thing.
Do you feel like you're part of it?
Absolutely.
Right, that's what matters.
And that's what it's all about, community, where we have Kira and I.
Well, now, hang on.
And thousands of us across the nation.
Gone a bit farther now, right?
We're all doing this together. Kira's kind of posh, isn't she?
She is, yeah. Now, don't slag off Kira, because she's a hard nut.
100 days of walking. So a friend of mine, she's doing the 100 days. She's got two small kids. She's still doing the 100 days of walking. She joined the gym, she said, and she's going 3 times a week to the gym. Yeah. She's lost a load of weight. What, 3 weeks? Nearly 4 weeks now. She says she's lost a load of weight. I said, what do you do in the gym? I said, like, do you have a trainer or do you have weights or anything? She says, no, I do a lot of cardio. She says, I get on the treadmill and I jog. I do jogging for 20 minutes, right? Which is good. So you start walking, you jog and you warm up. That's good, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's great. And then she says, and I quote, she says, and then I go over to the other machine and I do 20 minutes on the epileptic machine. And I said, the what? She said, the epileptic machine. I said, can you describe it for me? And she says, it's like it's the one with the arms and the feet. You put your arms and your feet in it and you're rowing over and back with your arms and your feet. I said, is that the cross trainer you're thinking of? Yeah, she says, it's the epileptic machine. I said, it's the elliptical machine. You absolute dope. The other one that reminded me then of our old manager a million years ago. What was it she said? She said she was paraplegic with rage. I mean, you'd want to be very angry.
Really angry.
That's really angry. Like that's off the charts. Oh, there's a giddiness. There's a giddiness, isn't there?
There sure is.
Do the roll call after EMF. Unbelievable at Today FM. You're unbelievable. What a song. EMF and Unbelievable. This is Today FM, where we play the music you love. Friday, here comes the weekend and we're feeling
unbelievable.
Hi there. Let's do a roll call, actually. I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
How was it going?
A bit casual there.
Orla Ormond.
On
Sean Dean. Who's the Ronan on Sean in Belfast? Ronan says, closing in on 200 shows, fellas, and you still haven't been cancelled. Nobody saw that coming. Love the show. Hey. From Ronan in Belfast, about to wear the face off the weekend. Ronan, enjoy it. And on show, Ray, can you tell my dear friend Paul that the word flavourful is unacceptable, even if he's got a fancy dinner tonight for Mark? Flavourful? What's wrong with flavourful?
Oh, I don't like that word either.
Why?
Tasty. It tasted nice. Is flavourful even a word? Flavoursome? Yes. Flavourful? What?
It's full of flavour. Flavourful.
No, I'm not having that.
Flavourful. Flavourful. Orla, did you hear the Where's Wally or the Where's Waldo audiobook? Did you hear that?
No.
This is clever.
This is very good. This is, you can get the audiobook. You know Where's Wally?
I'm familiar.
So this is the audiobook.
Yeah.
In America, it's Where's Waldo?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Same deal. I think it's copyright or something. Territorial copyright issues. Here it is.
A man playing a tuba with another man inside. A man with a broken bass drum. A man dropping his trumpet. A woman in a yellow tank top. A woman in a green collared shirt. Waldo. A man in a white collared shirt. A woman in a red shirt.
Loads of people about Where's Wally. My friend used to give her kids the Where's Wally book and have him already coloured in. K kept them busy for hours from Laura and Mayo. Laura, do you know what we used to do years ago in our house? This isn't a Where's Wally thing, but it's a kid's hack. By the way, if you've got young kids, feel free to rob it. Get an Xbox controller, or any controller, a PlayStation, whatever. Nintendo Switch controller, whatever controller. Take the batteries out of it, or let the batteries die. Go on YouTube and put on Mario, any of the Mario games, yeah, or any game, full, type in the words full playthrough. And if you've got a kid that's like 2 or 3, 4 or 5 even, or even like, it depends on the kid. Mine's 10 and he's still going for it.
He thinks he's a gaming genius.
They sit there. They never die. They never lose a life.
Yeah.
And they think they're playing. So they used to sit, my kids used to sit, particularly like on a takeaway night. It's like, give them the two controllers there. Stick on the 4 hours of Mario. Hey, right, everyone's asking, where's Wally? But no one asks, how is Wally? Johnny and Claire, do you know what? In the modern age,
yeah,
you got to be asking these questions. Jenny's over there. Jenny?
Howie, lads.
Hiya.
We were just having lunch in Browns in Sandymount, and we found Wally. All the staff in there are dressed like, where's Wally?
What, their uniform is the Where's Wally outfit?
Love the show.
Hey! What we call them? Call Browns.
Let's do that, yeah. God, love them. Sounds posh, doesn't it, that?
Browns.
Browns.
I think I've had a sandwich in Browns. It's ringing. It's still ringing. They're up to their eyes. They're on the lunch.
Lunch rush.
Lunch rush. They're not answering the phone.
No.
We're asking the question, where's Wally? And we'll never get an answer. Oh.
Hello, Browns. How can I help you?
Hello, is that Browns?
Yes, sir.
Hello. We just wanted to inquire. This is the radio called Today FM. We just wanted to inquire about your uniform. Someone says it's like we've been talking about Where's Wally. And one of our listeners, Jenny, said that you're wearing the Where's Wally uniform with the red and white stripes. Is that right?
Well, call it, if you want to call it like that, yeah.
Okay. But that's what it looks like, does it? It's like red and white, is it? Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hello. So we found Where's Wally then? We found him.
Browns.
Browns. Yeah. Check out Browns. And you're open for lunch now, are you?
Yeah, we are.
And do you have dinner later?
No, we don't tonight, but we'll do next week.
Okay, fair enough. Listen, thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
Much love. Bye, 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 bye.
I like that guy.
He had no time for me, that
guy. Cool as a cucumber he was.
He was, but... So what do we get now? Do we get like a free sandwich or like a soup or something? Yeah. Or are we going to get something? We found them. Do I get a freebie? Is it a freebie? Some coffee or one of those little biscuits which are coffee? What's those little
biscuits?
Snap. Right, well, we still got to do Lazy Radio. Lunch Money Lewis and Bills. On Today FM. Bills. I got bills. I don't got any milk. Today FM playing the music you love, Bills, from Lunch Money Lewis. Hello there, I'm Ray, there's JP.
How are you?
Orla.
Hiya.
Are we doing Lazy Radio or are we just going to leave it this week?
A quick burst. Quick blast.
I can do a quick blast.
Just a spurt of it.
Orla, you go first.
Gladiators, please.
Oh, yeah. Gladiators.
A selection.
Well, no, kudos. Yeah. Love Orla. I love Orla.
Thanks, guys.
I actually love Orla. What's the story? Did JP not like Orla?
That's the impression I got for a while.
Does JP not like Orla? Just listening, when you listen to the show. Do you feel the power of the gladiator? Do you have the will and the skill? Do you have the speed, the strength, the heart to be a winner? Is that for beginners, deep down in your soul? It's not for beginners, deep down in your soul. Looking for amateurs on this broadcast. We're looking for winners deep down in your soul. JP, what did you want?
Danger Mouse.
He's the greatest. He's fantastic.
Cheers. Wherever there is danger, he'll be there.
Who?
Danger Mouse.
All right.
Amazing Danger Mouse.
Did you know? Another brought back Danger Mouse a couple of years ago on the BBC or BBC Junior, CBeebies, whatever one of those is. Yeah. And it looks class. Stephen Fry was one of the voices in it. There are a bunch of famous people doing voices on it. Do you know Zig and Zag wrote it?
What?
The people behind the Zig and Zag people. They were like involved in writing it or creating it or...
No way.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Why you think? Why would I lie about that? Why would I lie about that?
It's a random association.
They do lots of that stuff. Yeah. If you look it up, like, yeah.
Double Z Creative or something.
And it's quite cheeky and funny. And it's quite meta, actually. Like self-referential and breaking the fourth wall and all that kind of jazz. It's actually quite clever. The reboot of Danger Mouse. I've got a classic for you. Come on, Bosco. Take us home. And Bosco comes in at the end of this. This is from Bosco's DVD box set.
Oh, hello, sorry, boys and girls.
Hi, Bosco.
This is my new CD with lots of my favourite stories and songs.
Cool. Ray Foley. Sorry to cut you out. I just got to get into the ads, Bosco. I'll tell you what, we'll revisit that in Q2. Right, stick around. We'll play Taylor Swift the next right here on Today. Justin Timberlake and Jen, the other fella, Snoop Dogg and Signs. Today I'm playing the music you love. Hello there!
Just right, we didn't see the stop sign on that song, did we? Did we?
You know what? Forget Signs, there's Yield right away. Carry on as you go. There's that sign with the car on a slope. What's that one?
Don't a steep hill, like.
The steep hill,
test
yeah.
Test your brakes, yeah.
There's the windy one, windy roads ahead.
Bands.
We never saw the stop sign coming. Lads, come here till I tell you a question. Who stole whose music? Bosco or Blockbusters? Someone owes someone loads of dosh for music copyright. Sorry, what? Love the show. A from Darren. Darren is saying that Blockbusters and Bosco's music are similar.
Is Bob Holness a notorious plagiarist, Ray?
I'm going to end up playing this now, and Darren, you're going to go, oh, actually, they're not the same at all. So Bosco, like I played a moment ago... And then Blockbusters. Darren, is this just an excuse? They're not like each other at all.
A fool's errand there, Darren.
Was that just an excuse to get us a bit of Blockbusters for this week, Darren? And it's just me, does Bosco sound like the Block... Oh, hang on, Will texted as well?
Yeah.
Is it just me or does Bosco sound like the Blockbusters theme tune from Will?
It's not just you, Will, it's you and Darren.
You and Darren. Yeah. Are you sitting together, lads? You're like, come on, the two of us will text in. Get them to play Blockbusters for us by way of comparison. Ridiculous. The Neck. And who was voice noting me? It was Tom... Tom's over there. Yeah, was where's Wally? Where's yeah. Waldo? Tom?
Well, I often wondered.
Yeah?
Did anybody ever take into consideration Wally's feelings in all of this?
Yeah, well, this where's Wally? But no one ever asked, how's Wally? Or why's Wally? Mm. Metaphysical questions.
I'd imagine he felt fairly paranoid, given everyone was looking for him.
Who's Wally? I mean, did anyone ever stop and go, who's the real Wally? I think we know the answer to that question. No, all fair.
Ray Foley.
Top thanks for the text. All right, your cash machine. Over 42 grand on the line. We'll be doing that call in just a few minutes. Stay here.
Today FM, along with Allianz.
Comedy. One Direction, what makes you beautiful? This is Today FM, where we play the music you love. That's what makes you beautiful. Hey, you two. Friday, here comes the weekend. Ray Foley in and on, feeling great. Like Tony the Tiger. Great. There's JP, how are you feeling?
Yeah, great also.
What?
Great also.
Great. Someone hasn't had his Frosties this morning anyway. Favourite Jimmy's, JP, go.
Oh,
Favourite Jimmy's.
Jimmy Nesbitt.
Jimmy Nesbitt from Northern Ireland. And the Call of Duty, Line of Duty.
What's the Line of Duty?
Call of Duty. He's not in the video games.
Jimmy Rabbit from Commitments. He was kind of a cool dude. Lead character.
Jimmy Hill from The World of Sport.
Absolutely. A referee turned football pundit.
Jimmy Tarbuck.
Also World of Light Entertainment.
Thank you very much.
Jimmy Somerville from Bronski Beat and or The Communards.
Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen.
Who?
Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen.
He's a new one on me now.
He's the photographer, the little ginger photographer that takes the photographs of the newspaper where Clark Kent and Lois Lane work.
Well, now I know.
Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen.
Former Chelsea and Leeds striker Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink. That's
you're
not scraping. What are you talking about?
Now.
Jimmy Dornan?
that's Jamie. That's Jamie.
Okay.
There's Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel, of course. Jimmy Kimmel celebrate. This is the talk show host in America. Of all the talk show hosts, my two favourites have always been Conan. Although, and I kind of got tired. Maybe I aged out of Conan. I got too old for his shtick.
I think his podcast is quite good.
He just wasn't as funny as he used to be. But then again, there's a lot of that going around. Hello. His podcast is incredible. I'm sure it's on the Go Loud app, actually. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, it's called. Go and listen. If you want a jumping off point, go and listen to the Brian Cranston one that he just did in the last few weeks. Unbelievable. Like, just Cranston is sharp as a tack. Oh my God, it's hilarious. Like, crying laughing.
If we're talking about US talk show hosts, Stephen Colbert, and then between Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, it's Kimmel all the way for me.
It's Kimmel.
Yeah, all the way.
Yeah.
Again, he doesn't do the funny, like this. Like, do you remember the songs he used to do about Matt Damon?
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck.
Anything he does with kids.
All that hilarious stuff as well, yeah. He doesn't do as much of that stuff as. Again, there's a lot of that going around.
Would you say he was phoning it in?
No, he's still hilarious. The funniest stuff for me that Jimmy Kimmel does, if you ever watch any of his monologues at the beginning of his show. By the way, he's celebrating 20 years. Wow. Jimmy Kimmel, 20 years. His 20th anniversary show was on. And the funniest stuff is always, it's not the set pieces, like the big, we went off and filmed this and made this sketch. The funniest stuff is sort of the throwaway line that he'll say in the middle of saying the thing, right? So he was celebrating 20 years. Listen for the Kanye joke, the Kanye West joke. It's just perfect. Have you seen this yet?
No.
It's so good. It's just a throwaway line about Kanye West. And he's talking about all the things that in the 20 years ago when they started that they didn't have. Have a listen.
When we started, there were no iPhones, there was no YouTube, there was no Uber, no Twitter, no Wi-Fi, no Netflix, no Google. We had Nokias and Ash Jeeves, and that was it. Then through two wars, a worldwide pandemic, four presidents, one insurrection, at least three different Kanyes. This is...
he's very good.
And the way he holds his hands, I love the way he holds his hands. He's brilliant. And he's the most laid back and relaxed of all of them. Certainly enjoyed himself. Anyway, congratulations to him. 20 years.
Well done.
I mean, who gets 20 years these days? Crazy. This is Today FM. DJ Jail's on the way next. Look out. Taking the clouds above on Today FM. Yeah, talking about the talk show hosts. I suppose they've moved on in their careers. They're not doing the old stuff. They're not doing all the old jokes, doing all the old stuff. That said,
DJ J-O. This is DJ J-O.
Yeah, I'm still Leon. Sturdy. Good afternoon. How are you doing? Fancy a tune? Gonna play one real soon. Back in the hot seat, yeah. What a treat. Gotta get just moving.
D.
Here's a feat. Just got 3:19 in the PM there. This Friday afternoon.
J.
30. 087-4-100.
D.
102.
J.
You're very relaxed this afternoon, man.
D.
You're very chill.
J. D. J. D. J. J.
Bam, let me hear you say
J-O. Kill, kill, kill. Dano has been on there. He says, Saturday, J-O. All right, Dano. He says, J-O, bad news. Me gran hates our new stairlift. She says it drives her up the wall. Nice one, Dano. Come here, exciting news today coming out of Egypt, right? Egypt. A mummy has been discovered in Egypt, right? It was covered in chocolate and nuts. Yeah, it was a Pharaoh Roche. Want to say good afternoon to Mikey? Good afternoon to you, Mikey. He says, J-O, I was sitting on the jacks this morning, right? I was annoyed with myself because I was running late for a walk. I says to myself, I don't have time for this crap. Cheers, Mikey. Actually, that reminds me, I bought a new toilet brush there. To be honest, I think I'll go back to using paper. I can barely walk. Right, from number twos to number one, Tinky Strider and Dubs, number one today, FM.
DJ J-O. DJ J-O.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, he's done it again.
Beyonce. Can't even get Beyonce. I'm alive. They're shouting into my ear here. Beyonce. Yeah. So Sinead has gone to hear Beyonce. Who's here?
That's a she.
Is it she? Is it? Yeah. Is it a band?
No, she's a female singer.
On her own?
She's on her own.
Will
there
be crowded out?
Oh, massive.
Tanya's taking the call. Tanya didn't go, did she?
No, Tanya's below. She's below taking the call.
She's not supposed to be Beyonce, is it?
Yeah.
Of audio, that is. You're on Today FM. Good afternoon.
Today FM. Cash Machine.
Matt, Weishi Fogarty, I think his name was.
Yes, legend.
Terrace Talk, Radio Kerry.
And every time I play Beyonce, I think of his bit of talk about Beyonce. Hilarious.
Right, let's do this. Cash Machine, over 42K on the line.
Hands to the phone. We've been rolling over. What rolls over? Like, are we rolling over like a pig? In its own filth.
A pig with an itchy back.
So here's the deal. You sent your text in since 5 o'clock Tuesday. You're in to win this massive lump of cash on the cash machine. Over 42,000 euro. Answer within 5 rings. Give us the exact amount and you win it all. Barry's making that call. Let's go.
Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
One ring. Two rings. Three rings.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. It's Barry Dunphoning. Can you take a cash machine call?
I can.
Excellent news. Who are we talking to?
You're talking to Michael.
Michael, happy Friday. It's a pleasure. Where are you today?
I'm in Waterford.
Okay, what are you doing in Waterford?
Well, I've just retired, so I'm just out walking, really.
Oh, that sounds nice. That sounds pretty handy. Do you have any weekend plans now that you've retired?
Get out on the motorbike if the weather's good. That's about it.
Michael, that sounds fantastic. That actually sounds like a great weekend. I don't even think you need this call. I think your weekend's already sorted, my friend.
I hope so.
Tell me this. When did you enter for the cash machine?
About an hour ago, or an hour and a half ago, but I enter nearly every day.
I like the fact that you said you entered so recently, because we've had a couple of rollovers, so we don't want any accidents, we don't want any wrong cash totals being read out, Michael. So how did you make a note of this one? Have you stuck it in your phone?
It's in my phone, but I wrote it down as well and put it in my pocket.
Okay, well, either grab for your phone or grab your pocket, whatever's handier, and give us that cash amount.
Well, I'm hoping 42,597.31.
is the incorrect cash total, Michael. I'm so sorry. We're going to have to let you go. Cash amount we were looking for, and it's so important you make a note of these very, very carefully, was €42,579.31. I think we all know what happened there. It does mean it's a rollover again for Monday afternoon. If you've entered since Tuesday 5pm, you will already be in that next game. But you will need the correct cash total. The drama continues with Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5pm to hear the new cash amount, and we could be calling you.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
Oh, Michael. Oh, it's like a punch to the gut, isn't it?
Was it one digit?
It was, they were the wrong way around.
Michael.
So it was 42579.31. And he said 42597.31. Oh my God. Tell you what, that Barry Donnelly's a stickler, isn't he?
He is, yeah. And he hangs up straight away as well.
Anyway, that means there's another rollover this afternoon from €42,579.31. Matt Cooper will have a new total for you after 4:30 this afternoon. It's the Today FM Cash Machine. For more, stick around, stay right here.
Welcome to the jungle. We got you down.
Guns and indeed roses.
Welcome to the jungle of Today FM. Nothing we can say about my. There's nothing that can be said. It's
no,
the nature
no coming
of the
kid. Yeah.
God love him. That's all. Like I say, it's like a punch to the gut. The rule, like, anyway, the rules are you need to give Barry the exact digits. And even though it was so close, it's still wrong. I've never heard that before. Has that happened before we started? Was there anything like that before?
No, I don't think there was a wrong digit. No, I think if I was on the phone to Barry, even if I had it written down 5 times, I would read it out so slowly.
I don't think, to be safe. Yeah, well. Koch texted Ray, Michael had me on the floor, but you hoisted me back up with Guns N' Roses. Fair play, boy, from Koch. Cheers, Koch. And if you like your rock music, Today FM rocks. You can listen to our brand new Rocks channel, Today FM Rocks, on the app. Just swipe over to Today FM Rocks, 24 hours a day. All the best rock and rock tunes. And every night from 10 p.m, Ed Smith on the air playing the music you love. Turn on Ed week. Well, Sunday to Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
From 10 p.m, turn him on.
Ray Foley.
Today FM rocks. And once again, commiserate. All the texts are about Michael this afternoon. Sorry, man. It's dreadful. Play some Jason Derulo next. We've got your mix after 4 o'clock as well. Mix It Friday.
It's
coming
the
up.
Final weekend of the Harvey Norman Big Sale.
Miley Cyrus and Flowers, and Today FM, we play the music you love. I think an afternoon. It's Ray Foley Friday, which means after 4 o'clock, between 4 and 4:30, Mix It Friday is live. I've got a few bangers, and then what have I got there for you? But the Strokes and Last Night.
Nice.
Actually, someone texted in yesterday saying they wanted Strokes Last Night for their kickstart song when we're on for Ian next week. And then I thought, yoink, I'll have that in the mix. We've got the Strokes, we've got Paul Oakenfold.
Ooh.
What else do I have? Some Fatboy Slim in there?
Right.
And usually I finish on a big song and I want you to pick the song. I've got 3 options for you. 0874 100 102. Which of these would you like? I've got Zombie Nation. That's not Zombie Nation. That's Darude and Sandstorm. Jesus. Zombie Nation. Is it Curran Craft? Curran Craft 400 and Zombie Nation. Also,
Set You Free.
Entrance and Set You Free. This is for the last song in your mix this afternoon. What would you like? And Darude and Sandstorm. 3 options. Zombie Nation. Set You Free. And Sandstorm. I'd like your votes in this democracy of radio. 0874 100102.
Ray Foley.
What would you like this afternoon? Mix It Friday is just ahead and we'll be kicking off proceedings with the Strokes and Last Night next.
Showless.
Air
What's the best way to order something you can't pronounce back to the baristas?
Just point to it. It makes life easier for both of us.
I guess just point and ask. That's really the easiest thing.
It's 2 minutes past four.
It's like French wines and that kind of... Like, on the wine... Whoever says that what's on the wine list...
Yeah.
You just hold it up and you point and you go, that one.
What one can I get by the glass? Thanks.
What's the cheapest, please?
Yeah.
I go for the next one. That's a psychological thing as well. I go for the next least expensive.
Right.
The next cheapest one.
You don't want to seem obvious.
Yeah, so okay. I go for the next one. So if I'm ordering a croissant, I hold up the menu and I point to croissant. Or... If it's in a deli type situation and they have them out, like an insomnia or whatever, they have them out, I'll point it and I'll go, that one.
Hey, mate. Ties is 6 to 9 degrees. Today, FM News, more in the last word at half
bed. Thank you indeed. Sam, good day.
Good day, Sam. Good day.
Sir.
Good day, sir.
Today, FM, we play the music you love. Mix It Friday is, oh, here comes the weekend. Off your weekend in style. Everybody text or WhatsApp, hellos or how he is. Shout outs, requests, lots of loves. We like your voice notes as well. 0874 100 102. And you pick the last song, Zombie Nation, Entrance or Darude. That's all coming up. First, the Strokes of Today FM. So, Garden Ride on Today FM. Garden Ride, FM, playing the music you love. Ask you to vote for your final song this afternoon. It makes it Friday and... The votes have been counted and verified. Mark?
Foley, absolutely no competition there. Has to be Sandstorm. A whomper for Friday evening.
It's a whomper. The man is right.
I love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Marky! Have a lovely weekend! Darude and Sandstorm, wrapping up your mix. It's a Friday, Today FM, playing the music you love. Now it's the weekend, girls and boys. Having a good time. 0874 100 102. Shaz is living her best life to the mix this afternoon.
Hey, Ray, JP, Anna, Orla. Oh. This is the best time of the week. It's Mix It Friday. These are rocking out the tunes. It's home time. Whoop, whoop. Have a great weekend.
Whoop, whoop. 0874 100 102. This mix is a thigh slapper, Ray. Do you do communions and weddings from Shay? Shay, I do, but you can't afford me. I mean, I'm just... Like Beyonce in Dubai numbers. Was she in Dubai or where was she? Was she in Abu Dhabi or someplace like that? Yeah, you couldn't afford Ray Foley money. Loving the show, Ray. Tunes are banging. Having a bop while... Sorry, what?
I said hey.
Hey. Loving the show. Hey. Tunes are banging. Having a bop while making my son's birthday cake. Wishing Oren McMullen a happy 9th birthday from Mom, Dad and Sister Fia. Oren, happy birthday, kid. Steve's over there.
Ron Foley, tunes. Yup,
yup, yup. I am indeed yup. Good luck getting me you down out of this. Serious tunage there, Mr. Foley. Keep our lift from Ruth. Cheers, Ruth. Absolute highlight of the week of these tunes from Mix It Friday. Every week, I just open my Spotify and add songs to my playlist. Love the show. Hey, from Brian and Wicklow. Brian, good to have you, sir. And Donna's over there as well.
Lads, you just took me back to when I was 14 by playing Crazy For You by Let Loose.
Oh, yeah. Doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle. Crazy For You.
I was absolutely obsessed with that song. You've totally made my week. Thanks. By the way, love the show.
Hey, cheers, Donna. Love and Crazy For You, nicely mixed from Tom and Galway. Tom, it's all part of the radio package here on Today FM. And lads, I just had a 3-hour values workshop, and now I'm heading home listening to the mix. Now that's the kind of soft work day I can get used to from Rory. Rory! We're just glad to be of service.
I think we all learned something today.
I think, do you know what? Yeah. I think your true values are great music and great company here through the afternoon on Today FM. Thanks for choosing your pals on Today FM Radio. So much you didn't get to do on the show today. We didn't get to do Starry-Eyed Kinder Surprise.
Yeah.
where a starry-eyed surprise singer, Shifty Shellshock, comes in and shows off his collecting.
Was it Shellshock? Like, was he? Did he have PTSD?
Jeez, we never followed up. We do a welfare check. Shifty Shellshock comes in and shows off his collection of Kinder Surprise toys in starry-eyed Kinder Surprise. And we didn't get to do Dedication to My Eggs, where Dedication to My Ex singer Lloyd tells us he's already buying Easter eggs. He's a mad yoke, literally, in Dedication to My Eggs. I've just got some great news.
What's that?
Matt Cooper's on the way next. He's here.
Greener choices are the key to a...